bro. It's been months.
My housemate Marcus watched me across our small kitchen, his eyes full of sympathy.
You'll probably feel a lot better when you start putting yourself out there again.
I shook my head and returned my attention to the sandwich I was making. I wasn't even all that hungry, but I needed to eat after my long shift or I'd feel like crap later. As I went through the motions of arranging ham, lettuce, cheese, and some condiments, I said over my shoulder, "I've looked, okay? I downloaded Tinder and I looked through it, but..." I sighed as I shook the mustard bottle before putting some on the sandwich.
"Man, I'm just not there yet."
He exhaled.
"Do you really think you're gonna get there if you keep pining after that fucker?"
With my back safely to Marcus, I rolled my eyes. We'd had variations of this conversation almost nightly for weeks now, and I doubted we were going to stop anytime soon.
"I am not pining after him."
"So you say." I started collecting jars and packages to return to the fridge, and I shot him a look. "We've been over this, like 100 times this week alone." I paused to put everything away. As I moved my assembled sandwich to the kitchen table, I added, "I've never had a breakup like this. I don't know how to get over it."
"You get over it the same way you got over that one asshole who kept cheating on you."
He popped the tab on a beer can. "You go get naked with some other dudes until you're all, Andrew who?" I flinched at the mention of my ex's name, and I concentrated on cutting my sandwich instead of looking at my housemate.
"This isn't the same."
"How is it different?" Marcus let the exasperation show this time as he dropped into the other chair.
"That asshole ghosted you.
Just because he was too much of a coward to tell you to your face while he was leaving, or even send you a damn text, doesn't mean
it is different."
I glared across the table at him. "It would be one thing if he just stopped talking to me, but he's gone. Like, gone. I can't even get to the part where he's a coward and an asshole because I can't stop thinking something happened to him." My voice wavered a little as I whispered, "I'm worried about him."
"Seth, my dude,"
Marcus groaned and covered his face with both hands. Then he let them fall to the table and he met my glare.
"Would you stop being a cop about this? Don't you think you, of all people, would know if something had happened to him?"
I avoided his gaze. He had a point, and he'd made it dozens of times recently, but it still grated because, yes, I should have known if something had happened to Andrew. Which meant either I was an incompetent cop or... he really had just ghosted the fuck out of me.
"I know you want closure," Marcus said softly. "But closure is a lie."
"Not in this case," I said.
"Because at least then I'd know for sure if he's okay, and then I could hate him for ghosting me instead of wondering if he's dead in the woods somewhere."
Marcus inclined his head. "Dead in the woods, with his cell phone disconnected, his apartment empty, and his car MIA." There was that.
"But who the fuck clears out his house, shuts off his phone, and blows town in the dead of night?
Drug dealers? Murderers? Cheating cowards?" Marcus quirked his lips, then shrugged.
"Literally no one worth pining over?"
I glared at my housemate. He shrugged again without an ounce of repentance.
"Am I wrong?"
I wanted to say he was, but too many years of dating douchebags and arresting criminals kind of eroded any arguments I might have had in Andrew's favor. I picked at the crust on my sandwich. I still think something about it wasn't right. Marcus groaned again.
"What wasn't right is that he strung you along for 3 fucking years, and then he disappeared on you. I know it's hard to accept, and I know there's no closure for something like that, but that's because he's a douche. And now you're letting your life go on without you because you can't move on without him."
Ouch. Marcus had never been one to pull punches, but... ouch. "Look, it's easy to say I should just get over him and go get laid," I said. "It's a whole different thing to actually get him out of my mind and move on." I sighed, and finally picked up the sandwich I'd been ignoring. "It wouldn't be fair to whoever came next, you know?"